Well, 11 Madison Park is a contemporary American restaurant in New York City located in a high-ceilinged Art Deco building, former insurance office. They offer a seasonal tasting menu created by chef Daniel Hum, and it draws inspiration from local culture, history and ingredients. A meal consists of a number of courses and features communal elements to enhance the experience. On her latest visit to New York, Veronica Matheson, that's our Veronica, dined at the glamorous restaurant that's booked out many months in advance. Veronica.
Could we actually play a little bit of the grab that Will Guardaria, who is actually the front of house public face of the restaurant, when he was accepting his 50 Best Restaurant
Award.
Award,
yeah,
yes.
We can do that.
But affirmation is a beautiful thing. It fills your gas tank, it fuels you, and gives you the ability to keep pushing. And this, because it comes from everyone in here, this is the greatest affirmation of all. There are 150 people at 11 Madison Park, all of who give so much of themselves to take care of others. They're all back in New York right now, up early in our private dining room watching this online. Guys, we did it. We wish you were here to celebrate with us. Here's the thing, don't wreck the restaurant while we're gone. We promise we'll wreck it together when we get home.
I reckon actually they might well wreck it when they get home, because I did hear on the grapevine that the restaurant is going to be closed and is going to be renovated.
Oh, okay. It looks like a fantastic restaurant. Very Art Deco, sort of timber panelling, that typical 1920s, 30s look. It looks fantastic.
Yes, leather sort of seating,
yep.
Benches.
It's a real bit of theatre as you walk in.
Oh, very much theatre, and huge floral settings everywhere. But I was amazed actually that 150 people behind the scenes to serve about 80 people.
Well, that's not unusual, I suppose, in some of these top-class restaurants.
Yeah, and as you say, it was, I must admit, I didn't realise it was such a celebrity restaurant. I thought it was, I knew we were going for a nice night out.
Mm. You were there with family, right?
Yes, I was there with family.
So it wasn't a freebie.
No, it wasn't a freebie.
And it does cost serious money.
Yes, but I didn't know it cost serious money. Oh. I just thought it was going to be a nice night out with the family.
Okay.
And the trick is that you have to book online, mm. and you pay for service, everything, before you actually go to the restaurant.
So people don't not front.
Well, you don't. Yes, that's right.
They all turn up.
Oh,
that could happen here, you know. I think it's one of the issues for the restaurant industry, people who book and don't arrive.
Yes. I mean, it's a good idea, but also it means that, especially in New York, you don't worry about tipping because that's already taken care of.
I saw the cost was like $295, but everything was booked out.
Mm.
And you could join a waiting list if you wanted.
Yeah, you can join a waiting list.
What was the food like?
The food was very theatrical.
Mm.
It was beautiful food. But as I say, it wasn't until later on in the evening that my son, who actually lives in New York, said, we've been watching this restaurant for the last 10 years.
Okay.
And we loved it when we started going here. And by the time now, it is superb.
Right.
And, you know, he really takes his food very seriously.
Okay. Well, the chef who got all the sort of accolades.
Daniel Hum.
Yeah.
Can we play his little acceptance speech?
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable time to be a chef. I think we can all agree here. The way the people respect our craft and celebrate what we love to do in the kitchen every single day is nothing but short of extraordinary. But one of the things I feel most proud of today is that I'm not here, up here alone. And we represent the kitchen and the dining room equally. Because as I've grown, one thing I've learned is that it doesn't matter how good it is what we put on the plate, if it's not served graciously and with sincerity. We were first on this list 7 years ago, and we walked into a room full of our heroes. Today, you are our friends. Thank you so much for believing in us, for inspiring us, for supporting us.
Well, there you go. That was Daniel Hum.
Daniel and Will, who is the front of house, they are actually the co-owners of the restaurant.
Mm.
So they've both got a special interest in it doing well.
Mm, absolutely. And you mentioned to me in an email that Victoria and the Australian Tourist Commission had put a fair bit of money into getting the event here.
Yes, I think
Do
about...
Do they reckon they got their money's worth?
I reckon they think they did.
Right.
And I think they expect that next year there will be quite a few other Australian restaurants that will be on the list.
Well, they exposed quite a few, didn't they?
Yeah.
Apart from the ones we know, Attica and Bray.
Yeah.
Indigo. Is that the...
Igni.
The one from Geelong.
They went there.
They went to another one in the regional Victoria.
Yes, they went to the Royal Mail Hotel.
Royal Mail at Dunkeld.
Yes.
Great hotel.
Yeah.
Great dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Any others you're aware of?
No, I was, but I can't, to be quite honest, remember. But I do think that, you know, it's certainly they spent over $800,000.
Okay.
On, you know, bringing this everybody here. I mean, hundreds of...
That seems cheap, $800,000.
Might have been more, but I mean, you know, that was the basic.
$800 million.
But that was the basic, sort of the original cost. But I'm sure it... quickly added up.
Yeah, fantastic. Is there any one element of the menu you recall?
There was quite a few little surprises along the way.
Right.
There isn't a menu as such. You actually talk to the waiter, who's probably got some glamorous title, and he asks you what do you really like or what do you feel like tonight? So you might say, oh, well, I'd love seafood. So you might get several courses of seafood.
Okay.
Or you might say, oh, well, I feel like steak and, you know, a little few vegetables and whatever.
Seriously?
And
so
yeah.
It's a la carte out of your own head?
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive if they can do that.
And they talk to you and the chef creates for your particular meal.
Okay.
And there's little sort of touches like they ask you what herbs you like. Like I love ginger.
Yep.
So ginger came in a picnic basket. Everybody at the table had this picnic basket, and out of the picnic basket you took the soda bottles, and like the one with ginger was mine, and then somebody else had fennel. And
really?
Yes.
Do they want you to go to the park to actually have your meal? Instead of just sitting in something called
and then there was
Madison Park.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess, you know, it's just a nice little touch. I mean, you go home. How's the time going?
Yeah, we're going good, yeah.
Yeah. You go home. When you're going home, you get a little parcel, again, a little packet.
Yeah.
And there's a little surprise in that. Like I got some jelly jubes, you know, to eat on the way home, and somebody else got something for breakfast in the morning. And
really?
Yeah, no. And it just, like, there was a little Art Deco box that you got, and inside was sort of a quail egg.
Okay.
And some, you know, their version of Eggs Benedict.
Oh, for breakfast?
During the meal that you had.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
That's not the takeaway.
Yeah, or you'd get sort of something.
Well, it sounds like they put a lot of thought into it, at least, doesn't it?
Yeah, or you get something with a cloche and you'd open it up and there'd be sort of steam coming out and... it was all theatre.
Well, it sounds great. And if they're going to knock it down to do something even grander, then I imagine the queues or the wait list will be twice as long as it is right now.
I think so.
All right.